Hello, Cletus Lang. This is Steve House calling from Makalu. I'm at 24,300 feet on the normal route on Makalu.
You're looking north into Tibet and China, which the border of which is probably about a quarter mile from where I stand. I'm really close to China. And if I turn to my left just a little bit, I'm just like two, just maybe 3 or 4 miles away from me is Mount Everest and its neighboring summit, Lhotse, which is one of the, I forget now, Lhotse is like the fifth highest summit in the world. If I look to my right, out in the distance, I can see the massive Kanchenjunga, which is the third highest mountain in the world. And of course, right behind me and just 3,000 feet above me is Makalu itself, 8,400 and something odd meters. And, I just wanted to give you a call from up here, try to describe what I was seeing, and try to describe what I was feeling. I woke up this morning at about 3:15 in the morning. It was of course dark, and looked over to Everest, and that was one of my first clues to the weather, is whether or not I could see headlamps of all the people going to the summit of Everest, because like I said, it's just a couple miles from here. And of course I couldn't see that this morning, so that told me it was a bit windy over there, and it was indeed windy in my camp, which was about 3,000 feet lower than I am right now, about 21,500 feet. And so I took my time getting ready. It was quite cold, a little breeze. But as soon as dawn sort of came up, the breeze died right down. And while I never saw anybody over on Everest climbing, it turned into an absolutely beautiful morning. Had an amazing yellow and orange sunrise glow on Everest and Lhotse. I was climbing sort of a west facing slope, so I didn't get sun until about 8:30 or 9, and I was going up here to what's called the Makalu Law, which is law means pass, and from here this is a camp 3 for people going for the normal route of Makalu. Sometimes people will, usually people will go a little higher and make one more camp. As you can tell, I'm having a little trouble breathing. That's nothing abnormal. I'm actually pretty happy with my acclimatization. I'm not coughing at all, and I'm feeling pretty good. It's just the fact is that it, this high, it's hard to breathe. And I'm kneeling, to put this in perspective. I'm not even standing up or moving around in any way right now. Let me take a few steps. If you start to walk, you actually start to feel like a little drunk. I don't know if you can hear my steps or not there, but that's pretty much as fast as I could go on a flat ground, and then I have to take a break. So that's about it. You get whatever that was, 8 or 10 steps on flat ground, and then you are you're stopping and catching your breath, and then you can start again. And right now it is about 11 o'clock in the morning on, I believe, May 21st, which makes it 10 o'clock at night, May 20th in California right now. And I'm really happy that I got to lug the phone up here and put a call into you guys. And I'm standing here. I wish I could teleport you all to this view of the Himalaya that I have. It's really something. It's hard to, it almost makes me a little emotional, but there's dozens of peaks just marching off towards the west that I don't even know the names of, And of course, I can see, Cesar Pangman, a couple that I do know. But anyway, I think I'm going to sign off. It's my job to get all the way back down to base camp today so I can start to recover and have a rest period here of probably about 4 days before hopefully trying to climb this mountain. So I'm going to sign off. Thanks for joining me here at Makalu Law. Really appreciate all you listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.